North Carolina is ramping up plans to lease offshore wind energy areas to developers as the Biden administration expresses support for those efforts. The green light comes 1 year before a decade-long Trump-era moratorium on offshore development is slated to go into effect on July 1st of next year. Despite the pending moratorium, which includes wind energy, Democratic Congresswoman Deborah Ross of Raleigh says the state is poised to be a leader in offshore power generation and manufacturing.
And with a bipartisan effort in our delegation to seek the ability to harness the best offshore wind in the country and associated research and technology that will go with it that will benefit North Carolina for decades to come.
Earlier this year, Ross sent a letter signed by a bipartisan group of North Carolina lawmakers urging the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management to hold lease sales for two of the state's existing wind energy areas in federal waters off the coast of Wilmington. It's unlikely the Trump moratorium on offshore development would be overturned in such a divided Congress. But Jamie Simmons of the Southeastern Wind Coalition says the most recent move is a sign the Biden administration is willing to take prompt action before the moratorium begins.
We're in a unique position here in North Carolina because we already have what's called wind energy areas identified. It gives a signal to those manufacturers. It gives them the certainty that they need to start making those investments.
Director of North Carolina Political Affairs for the Environmental Defense Fund, David Kelly, points out the state already has a reputation as a clean energy leader and a hub for clean tech.
It's reassuring to know that our state's leaders in Congress recognize the opportunity that offshore wind emerging as an industry in the United States offers, and that they're taking action to make sure North Carolina is well positioned to compete for wind energy jobs.
Offshore wind is expected to create a $70 billion supply chain and tens of thousands of new jobs in the United States by 2030. For North Carolina News Service, I'm Nadia Ramlagan.